Chapter 2, November 8, 1917.
I can't believe your father would agree to such a thing. We have no idea who these men are that you'll be corresponding with. You could be putting yourself at risk by sharing personal details, including your home address.
Adela's stepmother posted her hands on her ample hips, scowling at a stack of correspondence with the ferocity of a mama grizzly guarding her cubs.
But we do know who they are. They're soldiers who received baked goods and sandwiches from my friends as they boarded the train to Camp Douglas. It was such a kind gesture, and many of the men had responded with a thank you note.
Adela fingered the amber ribbon tied around her neck, a reminder of her promise to remember all the men fighting so bravely on the nation's behalf.
After several months of seeing soldiers off to war, the number of letters is overwhelming. Mava strategically divided everything alphabetically among several of my friends. So, I'll only be responsible for soldiers whose last names begin with the letters U to Z.
Adela shot her stepmother a teasing grin.
Even though they bring up the tail end of the alphabet, they are quite reputable letters, I'm sure.
Tease me if you want. I'm only thinking about your safety. Adela's stepmother's skirt swished as she tied back the velvet curtains of the dining room window and then pulled up the shade. In the distance, the clang of the streetcar's bell sounded, and a soft breeze ruffled the tulle curtain embellished with tambour lace. Despite the mild temperature of the autumn day, Adela shivered. Perhaps it was symbolic. She had an obstacle to overcome. Breaking past her stepmother's protective boundaries would be difficult. Turning on her heel, Adela set the stack of letters aside. She turned her attention back to organizing the news stories and flyers left in disarray by her father, the local newspaper editor. Her gaze landed on an image of a young woman dressed in stars and stripes, portrayed in a deep sleep, oblivious to the threatening storm clouds forming around her. She traced the caption with her index finger. "Wake up, America." Then she peered up.
"Pa says these posters are part of the president's special committee. Their goal is to communicate the facts about the war and its impact on democracy."
Her lips curved upward at the thought of the handsome soldier she'd met at the station last month, his sandy hair streaked with gold, and those blue eyes as bright as the autumn sky.
"Someone else mentioned that these images are both disturbing and inspiring by design."
"The someone else being Mr. Weber, I assume?"
"Don't even try and deny it. I can tell by the color in your cheeks who you're talking about."
Adela's mother began thumbing through the stack of letters.
"What will your new beau think about all these young men vying for your affection?" "He's not my beau, as you well know. Mr. Weber is writing to Bobby and me, and while the relationship is hard to explain, we're becoming good friends."
Adela stared into the distance.
"But for now, I can start encouraging my mother to help me write to these brave soldiers. We can let them know someone is here at home, doing their part, wishing and praying them safely home. Besides, these men don't even know I exist, but they are in similar circumstances, going off to war, and need encouragement. Why don't you help me write to them, Mother? Gib, Mr. Weber enjoys hearing from you when you add a few lines to our letters. There are probably many soldiers like him who don't have a mother who would enjoy hearing from you."
"Oh, I see how you work. Pull on my heartstrings, and you think I'll easily change my mind." Martha Peterson untied the ribbon and perused the stack of correspondence. Bobby leaned on the dining table, cupping his chin in his hands. He pointed at the poster.
"The lady dressed like the flag has dark hair like you, Della, and she looks like she's sleeping in Pa's chair."
Adela laughed.
"We have a lot in common. We're both safe and secure. But instead of a flag, I'm wrapped in proverbial cotton."
"Pish posh, and so you should be. It's the parents' job to keep their children safe."
Their mother huffed, waving a postcard.
"I know you're trying to do what's best for us, Mama."
Adela shuffled through several flyers.
"But it's maddening to see all the young men in town going to war. I don't want to be sitting here waiting for news and doing nothing to help."
"I'm sure we'll learn about opportunities suitable for a young woman your age at the town meeting tomorrow night." Adela's stepmother's eyes grew misty, as she wielded a handkerchief from her sleeve like a weapon, stabbing Adela's already nagging conscience.